It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hey, everybody. We're back. This is Dolly McCarthy, and we have a very, very special guest today on the show, the legendary classic country music singer. We got the real Joe Diffie on the show this morning. Hey, Joe.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Fantastic. Joe Diffie. We're so pumped. We're so glad to have you on the show. Thanks for being here, Joe.
Oh, my pleasure.
You're going to be in town very soon. Kankakee Park District Barbecue Fest coming up July 12th. And then you're coming back then into the area for Wisconsin's Country Thunder on July 26th. Really excited about those things. I'll be seeing you at the Kankakee Barbecue Fest on that stage. You're going to be sharing it with, everybody's taking a turn, but we're excited to see Joe Diffie there. John Party's going to be there, Justin Lynch as well. Are you excited about coming out to Kankakee?
Absolutely. Looking forward to it. We've been really busy this summer, and so always look forward to getting to that part of the world.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever played out in that area, that part of the world, Joe?
Over the years, yes, I have. And there and everywhere else around it, you know.
Yeah. Well, you've been around a long time. So many great hits, so many great songs. Third Rock from the Sun, Pickup Man. I'm throwing them out because we do have some listeners that are not quite yet country fans. So we'll kind of get them up to speed. But John Deere Green, these are amazing songs by Joe Diffie. But many of our listeners are big country fans, huge fans of Joe Diffie, and we're pretty excited to have you on the show. So where have been some of your most favorite special places or moments in your career, your long career, Joe?
Oh, gosh, I've had so many wonderful moments over the years. Being asked to become a member of the Grand Ole Opry was a huge thrill for me. Getting an unexpected humanitarian award from the country radio broadcasters was very special. Just had a lot of moments. Got to meet a lot of heroes and sing with people I admired, and got to travel a lot and seen a lot of things. So it's been a great ride, I tell you.
Yeah, and we've enjoyed watching you. You've had, like I said, so many fantastic songs, amazing songs, top singles. 10, top 40s, goes on and on and on, and as you mentioned, the Grand Ole Opry Award. And you've written so many great songs, co-written songs with Tim McGraw, recorded songs with Mary Chapin Carpenter. I mean, it goes on and on. You've had an amazing career. What's next for Joe Diffie? Is that coming
out gosh.
In Wisconsin?
other than going to Kankakee in Wisconsin, just keep opening doors as they are presented to us. We've got a lot of things in the pipeline, a lot of things we're working on, maybe one of those dumb reality show things or, just anything that comes along. There's bad sides and good sides to not being on a record label per se. And one of the good things is you can do pretty much whatever you want to. So actually I'm writing songs now, amassing some songs to record in the near future and just staying busy.
Mm-hmm. And I heard that there was a time in your life you lived in Wisconsin. What part of Wisconsin was that? And what about where about that timeline of yours did you live in the Midwest?
Yeah, I lived in Wisconsin. I lived in a little town called Whitehall, which is between La Crosse and Eau Claire on the western side of Wisconsin. And I was there probably from about, I don't know, sixth grade till I was a sophomore in high school. So that's six or seven years.
Well, those are crucial years in a young man's life, that's for sure.
Absolutely. I still have a lot of great friends that come out and see us and hang out and all that kind of stuff, from that area. So it's always good memories to have.
Well, some people would say that you've had a resurgence, although I say you never went anywhere. Joe Diffie's always been around. You've been an amazing influence in many people's lives. But, the younger kids are just discovering your music and kind of a little bit thanks to Jason Aldean and his song a couple of years ago, 1994 on his Night Train album. How did you feel about that song and that tribute to you, Joe?
It was both flattering and a touch embarrassing. You know, it was just because, you know, you try to be modest in your life, and it was kind of weird having somebody sing a whole song about you. You know, but no, you're right. I've seen a real influx and a lot of Jason Aldean fans coming to see me and you know, figuring out who they're. Oh, that's that guy he's talking about in that song. So yeah, it makes you feel pretty good. You know.
Yeah, and they're loving your music. Are you? I know Jason Aldean is going to be out at Country Thunder. You're going to be performing Saturday, and he'll be there Sunday. You guys, is there any way you two are going to get together on stage there, or is that a surprise?
Probably not, since we're there on different days. You know, you kind of cycle in, and they cycle you in and cycle you out of there, you know. But we were able to we did a show not together, obviously. It was the same day. We're out in Arizona recently, and we got to hang out for just a little bit, and so it's pretty cool, you know.
Yeah, that's really, really cool. That had to have been really cool. Now, what about that video? How come you're not in that video, Joe?
We just never could get our schedules together, you know. I was one place, and he was somewhere else, and then we were out in California when he shot his video, and so we just were unable to do it, you know.
Now, Joe, what have been some of the influences in your long career, maybe in the early days? What really got you going and motivated to get and stay into the country music scene and move to Nashville? How did it all kind of start for you? I know that's a bunch there, but maybe you can narrow it down.
Well, I just always have had a real love for music, you know, and it's just something I've always been interested in and messed with and, you know, played in groups and did things based around music, and all my family's very musical. So, I mean, obviously when I was young, I listened to everything that my dad was listening to on the radio, because that's what, you know, that's all I could hear was, you know, George Jones and Conway and Merle Haggard and Johnny Cash and all that stuff. So, you know, it just developed and played in various bands over the years, and just the opportunity came to move to Nashville. And so I just stepped out there and tried it.
Wow. And we're sure glad you did, Joe Diffie. We love the rap stuff. I love now I'm drawing a blank. The song, that's one of my favorite songs, Joe. That's a moment that I'll always remember. One of my favorite songs is kind of out the window with Joe Diffie.
I've done that before.
Well, Woman in the Shotgun. That's it. The Shotgun song. I love that song, that rap. That is so fun. Are you having a good time? Are you having fun with that?
Yeah, you know, oddly enough, I mean, obviously it's a huge departure for me, and it was just kind of strange the way it came about, because I've been writing songs with a whole bunch of new artists like Brett Eldridge and Tyler Farr and Tate Stevens and Josh Thompson, and so you know, and we wrote good. In fact, Tate Stevens recorded the song we wrote together, and Tyler Farr recorded the song he and I wrote together, and just didn't make his album. But the next thing I know, though, I wrote this song with this guy from a group out of Georgia called the Georgia Boys, and I guess it was the folks at the label thought it was very current and what was going on, so they got excited, and we shot a video and the whole deal. And so it's not like that I just picked that song myself out of the bunch I had written, you know, but that's the way it turned out, and we've had a lot of fun with it.
Well, it's a great song, and my apologies, Joe. It's Girl Riding Shotgun. You know, it's like I'm trying to run the radio board here, listen, and my studio is in my home with the kids home from summer break.
Hey, trust me, I know. My daughter's got the TV blaring. I got a plumber here working, and then I'm birds chirping and dogs barking and everything else. So.
Just an ordinary day. Where is home for you, Joe? Are you in Nashville?
I live in Nashville, yeah. I've been here since a long time, since 86, I guess.
Okay. Well, we're excited about you coming to Kankakee Barbecue Fest, the Kankakee Park District Barbecue Fest. That's July 12th. Mark your calendars, folks. That is July 12th. And then Saturday, July 26th. The Country Thunder, Wisconsin, that's in the Twin Lakes. We're so excited about you coming, Joe. And so what can fans expect from those two shows?
Well, we just try to have fun mostly, and it's always worked out that, you know, if I'm having fun, then usually the audience does too. So we do, you know, a lot of the hits that I've had over the years, and we throw a couple of newer things in there, and we goof around a lot and just have a good time with it.
Sounds like a plan. Sounds like a good time to me. We can't wait. I will see you at Kanky Barbecue Fest July 12th. Joe Diffie, thanks so much for stopping by. Joe.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Take care. Thanks again. Bye-bye, Joe.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.